DM us, Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and turn it around, maybe toss it out to our listeners, see if we can help you.
Brad said, hey, Ben and Kelly, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brad.
Here's me thinking I would never in a million years reach out to a radio show for advice, but here we are. New year, new me, right? LOL.
That's funny.
Anyway, need your take on something. Got a good friend who thinks he can't find a good woman today because of his past as a bad boyfriend. Mm. He now wants to find his ex-girlfriends and apologize to them in order to balance out his karma.
Oh.
He even wants to apologize for cheating on his ex while they were engaged.
Oh.
But she has no idea that happened.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe Kelly could weigh in, or your female listeners. Would you want to know? Would you want the apology? Do you believe that a bad boyfriend can apologize his way into being a good boyfriend?
Oh.
Thanks, all. Keep doing what you do. I'll keep listening.
Well, thanks, Brad. Well, Kelly, I guess he asked you first.
He did. Gosh, if I didn't know I was cheated on, I feel like I would prefer not to know.
Yeah.
I don't know at this point what good that would do in my life.
Me knowing you, you would want to stay in your happy bubble and
right.
just be like, hey, you know what? What I don't know, I don't know. And
yes.
It'll be fine.
I will tell you, coming from experience of finding out that I had been cheated on for like 4 years and everybody knew the entire time.
Mm.
That wasn't fun to find out.
Mm.
So it was really kind of jarring. I had some trust issues after all that. I mean, it was so bizarre hearing that everybody just knew about it and just
right.
kept up because they knew him first. And felt loyalty to him while I'm just living this fake life for 4 years. I don't know. I just, coming from that perspective, mm-hmm. I would be like, if she doesn't know now, there is going to be 0 point in telling her. You know, if he wants to apologize to her, he can just say, hey, I feel like I was a bad boyfriend. Sorry about that. Or sorry that things didn't work out and leave it at that. But I wouldn't be like, hey, I cheated on you. Did you know that?
I mean, he's wanting to check off all the boxes.
All the boxes?
All the ex-girlfriends that he wronged. And I mean,
think, you know, hearing that someone was sorry for the way they treated you, I don't think is a bad thing. But mm-hmm. I don't know if we need to be like throwing out the details that maybe she didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, I think I kind of understand what Brad's friend is feeling, like, oh, you know, it's probably coming back on me because I was so wrong to them.
Yes, I made my bed, now I'm lying in it.
Right. And so, you know, maybe he's trying to turn over a new leaf.
Right.
You know, be like, hey, I'm a changed person now and all that.
And I think from that perspective, I don't think there's any harm in him reaching out and apologizing and saying, hey, I realize I was not a great boyfriend. I mm-hmm. apologize, and I hope that you're in a better place and that you move on and find someone you deserve. I just wanted to tell you, I recognize
right.
I was bad, right. and I'm sorry about that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think that we need to tell his ex-fiance, sorry about cheating on you, when she doesn't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kelly's just one female. And he did say some female listeners. So if you have been in this situation and maybe you had a ex-boyfriend reach out to you, did that give you peace knowing that, you know, he felt bad about how he acted to you in the past? Or is it just like water under the bridge, my man, you know? Don't worry about it. I don't know.
Right. I think, you know, as a person who was broken up with a lot, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, at some point he's going to realize he let the best thing that ever happened to him go.
Right.
And then they never came back around. I think it would have been nice to be like, yeah, I understand that I really messed things up.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
But as long as he doesn't create confusion about, hey, I want to try that again, or, you know, confuse her with thinking he wants to get back in the door.
I mean, we don't know. We don't know. Maybe he does. You know, maybe this is his way of trying to find a new girlfriend. Who knows? Anyways, 502-571-9970. Would love to hear your take on this. Brad messaged us and has a friend, which Amy brought up a point, and I kind of agree with her. But anyways, Brad's quote, friend, is trying to get karma back on his side by apologizing to exes, his ex-girlfriends, and to try to balance his karma and bring, I guess, love back into his life. He's had trouble since he last, I guess, broke up with someone, including admitting to cheating on an ex-fiance.
Yeah, now she doesn't know about that.
Right.
And I'm kind of contending, like, let's not tell her because that's not going to do anything for her. It's only going to try to clear your conscience. But for her, it could really be, like, jarring.
Yeah, Randy texted in and said, correcting your mistakes and apologizing for your mistakes is a great idea. However, knowing your apology will only help your conscience and will more than likely do more damage than good if you tell her that you cheated. I don't think it's a good idea. She says, I'd rather be left with the image that you just couldn't be that boyfriend I wanted rather than a cheater.
Yes, 100%. Because I was on the other side of it where I did find out that my boyfriend was a cheater for the entire duration of our relationship and everybody knew. That wasn't fun.
Right.
I would have preferred to not know that.
Right.
Let's just move on.
Now, this is what Amy and I are thinking. Amy says, do you think Brad's friend is Brad? Do you think he's the friend?
Could be.
I mean,
either way,
we're trying to figure this out. All right.
I think we should appreciate that Brad's friend is in a space right now where he is reflecting on past behavior, recognizing it wasn't great and he wants to do better in the future. I think that's great in and of itself. And if he wants to go back, I'm sure his ex-girlfriends would appreciate an apology. Like, I wasn't the best that I could have been for you. I'm sorry. I hope you're in a better place and you found someone that you deserve. That, I think, would be nice to hear, as long as it's not confusing and not coming off as, hey, let's try this again and I'll be better this time.
Yeah, exactly. Alex says, I would not want to know because it's irrelevant now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't take apologies to make you a better person. It's a change in character.
Right. Be a better boyfriend the next time.
And you know what? Steven brings up a good point and something that I think people do in other ways, too. But Steven says maybe Brad should just write a letter to those he's hurt, but just never send them.
Oh, that's one way. Because, yeah, again, I think, you know, his exes have probably moved on with their lives and he's not a factor for them anymore. So this is all really self-serving for him. And if that's really what he's trying to do, kind of write it to the universe, you know, send it out there and just make a commitment to yourself that
you're going to be better
moving forward. Because anybody else that he dates in the future is probably not going to know his past.
Right.
Unless he's dating someone that's a friend of someone he dated.
This is true.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Brad, there you go. Hopefully it helps your friend.
Right. Didn't we transition to basically just saying this to Brad?
I don't know. That's what I kind of thought. But anyways.
Brad, tell this to your friend.
Right. Tell this to your friend. Pass the podcast along to your friend. Let him know what we said. And hopefully that'll help here. And if you want to comment, you always can at 99.7 DJX. Dive into the DMs there.